Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello, welcome to the Rock and Roll Football podcast. As you can hear, it is Emile Franchi back once again, Renegade Master style.
Yes, you're such a renegade and so masterful, aren't you?
Would you say it's been more renegade today than last time, Matt Dyson?
More renegade than master, I would say, yes. As we'll hear in Emile's big impression later on, which is returning to the show, which we'll be looking forward
to. I'm feeling very worried about, you know, I feel like I'm going to get a strongly worded email from the powers that be at Newcastle United.
Well, you may have upset your own team, yeah, certainly. But I think it was complimentary of Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't think it was
his commitment to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, did you say he lacked personality at one point, which is a bit harsh?
I said that his interviews often don't give too much away about what he likes to do outside of football.
Thank you, there you go, just to clarify.
But I might not have said that at the time.
Yeah, just to clarify, he is a fun guy. Yes. Just because he loves our heart, don't write him off. He's a fun guy. What else do we talk about? We talk about the FA Vase,
of course,
and other
household, finally getting its due
household
respect.
Objects that could become FA'd up.
Mm. Yeah, right, which sounds like an offensive term.
It does.
I'm going to FA you up, yeah.
A sweet FA. Yeah, so lots of good ideas for that one.
Yeah, I liked them. I liked a lot of them. And I think I'm going to go home now and treat all of my items with an FA.
Hold them aloft, yeah, whenever you touch them. Yeah,
my toothbrush goes up there in the morning, just buzzing at the time.
The big ticker tape explosion when you lift it to your mouth.
I'm desperately trying to think of what else we did today.
Yeah,
had a good old chat
about
it.
We touched on Morpeth for a while.
Of course.
The Glory Hunters team, of course. Everyone will be keen to hear how they're getting on.
Will they still be the team at the end of this podcast?
Let's find out.
We will see. It's all coming up on the Rock and Roll Football podcast from Absolute Radio.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football podcast.
Well, with more headlines this week saying around 40% of Premier League footballers are addicted. So once again, time to stick a pouch of red-hot Premier League action under our top lips and get high as kites on goals this afternoon. They're all on these nicotine pouches with the most ridiculous name in tobacco history because it doesn't affect their performance and helps them unwind, apparently. Vardy started the party, of course. He was an early adopter back in the day, snoozing away with a bottle of Skittle-soaked vodka and five cans of Red Bull before kickoff as a little livener. That's when he got the nickname the Skittle Rat, razzing around the pitch like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead when he drank too much Jolt Cola. What a time it was. We've followed the tobacco pouch and its rise to prominence over many years on Rock and Roll Football, but surely now is snuff is a snuff. That sounded better in my head.
Yeah.
So with an average of at least four players on each team, a functioning tobacco pouch addict, we head into today's 3 o'clock kickoff. Somehow Ten Hag and Harry Maguire got manager and player of the month yesterday, showing the bigwigs do have a sense of humour when it comes to such accolades, and they're barely in form. Man United are at home to Bournemouth. Nottingham Forest boss Steve Cooper could literally be sacked in the morning if the mighty Trick and Trees don't get something out of their trip to Wolves. The pressure is on after a 5-0 thumping at Fulham midweek, with the club's Greek owner getting so angry he hurled his match day pass into a bush outside Craven Cottage. Could that launched lanyard signify the end of Coops the Redeemer? I hope not. Rock bottom Sheffield United start life under Chris Wilder again after Paul Bayekinbottom was scythed down by the Blades unsupported board this week. Were they born to be Wilder, or will the second attempt at a walk on the Wilder side prove a step too far? The battle to beat the drop begins against Brentford. Also staying with the B-based alliteration, Brighton play Burnley, another side trying to get a boost away from the basement. So on a day after the Absolute Radio virtual office Christmas party, it's time to jingle bell rock and roll football once again. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your foot ball. Too much added time on the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling air horn. That's the jingle bell rock and roll football.
Now, Matt, it was dangerous putting us on together today after the horrendous accusations that were thrown my way in the virtual office Christmas party.
Yes.
Someone had photocopied their backside using the photocopier downstairs. And it forced me into actually proving how I present the show normally when I'm here on my own, which is without my trousers
on. No trousers on. I saw the video. I was shocked. I was delighted to see you had trousers on when I arrived here.
I like to feel air when I'm on air. Yeah. That's kind of the idea that I go for. But it was you the whole time.
Well, no, there is video footage suggesting that it was me. But,
oh, so you're still not taking it?
It's a deep fake. You know, you can do anything with
You're going for the Dominic
technology.
Cummings response here. right? Yeah. Don't back down.
In the era of alternative facts, yeah,
double
I'm
down.
Not admitting anything. So prove it. Prove it was me. You can't.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The Isuzu FA Vase.
Oh, is that who it's sponsored
yes,
by? The Isuzu FA Vase.
To really bring it down to that level.
They make trucks.
I don't know
Isuzu,
what they do.
I think they make trucks. Is it, I'm not sure.
Isuzu,
I think so, yeah. Isuzu like pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks? Yeah. It's proper football.
I think so.
I mean, look, pick of the draw right now. I'm just having a quick look through. Rams Bottom United featuring this one against Hallam. You've got the mighty Biggleswade United against Whitchurch.
Oh, wow.
Airport? No, Alport, sorry.
Whitchurch Airport, wow.
Don't have an airport. Whitchurch. And there's all sorts. I mean, what do you love about the FA Vase, Matt?
I mean, I'm a massive fan of grassroots football, as you know, Emil. So I think there's even a Liverpool City playing, which I didn't know they existed. So we should celebrate the FA Vase this afternoon.
Newcastle University playing next weekend as well. It's like split across two weekends, as if the FA Vase wasn't enough this weekend.
Yeah,
there's even more next week.
It's a big old. Do they actually get a vase? I've never watched the final of the FA Vase.
I always wonder when you know you see you got the FA trophy. Does it look like a trophy? Does the cup look like a cup? Does that look like a vase? I don't think
the shield looks like a shield when it comes to the community shield. But do they get like a proper vase that you put your flowers in?
Yeah, so all the players get to take it home to their mothers each time, you know, for a week, like someone in school gets the cuddly toy to take on a travel somewhere. But we were thinking about this and thinking if the vase is currently now in the one that's getting played, then what could be next, Matt Dyson? We were thinking.
Yes. How could we upgrade or downgrade?
We've got less and less.
We've got cups, we've got shields now, vases. Mm. What is next?
I'm wondering. Maybe like the whisk.
The FA whisk. Yeah, the FA spiralizer. I don't know. You know, finally get some use out of those kitchen gadgets.
I thought we could maybe get the FA patio heater.
Oh, nice.
It's one of those, like, you know, the trophies that you get in the pre-season friendlies. They're way too big. Yeah. Probably made by some Spanish team.
Oh,
it's
like,
you know.
I could see them holding that aloft, though, a massive patio heater.
Yeah. You could get John Terry in to help out as well, of course. The lovely 2023 reference there to John Terry pulling his kit on.
Always welcome.
Let us know yours. What are you going to FA next? Thank you to Dave in Woodley helping us with our next thing to FA. Something around the house, such as a vacuum cleaner that the lower league clubs could maybe lift in the future, seeing as the Vase is going on this weekend. He's gone for the FA carafe.
Oh, yeah. That's
or the carafe, you could call it, perhaps.
The carafe.
The carafe, yeah. Nice
that's
little
lovely.
One.
It's like a sort of claret jug sort of thing, like they have in golf, but it's more of the glass carafe.
Is that when you... It always makes me laugh when people pour the wine into another
decant
pourer.
It does air it, doesn't it? It gets some air to the wine. And it just feels a bit more fancy.
If there's like a religious league, we could get the churches to play the carafe.
Okay.
The FA carafe could be. Me and Matt Dyson currently looking for the next thing that you would FA. And this is in honour of the FA Vase taking place today. Lower league opposition battling it out for one of the most prestigious awards in football. But what could be the next item after a vase or a vase, as you keep saying?
Where do you sit on this one? I've always said vase.
Vase?
Vase. You know.
But we've got a few of yours. One on the text, I quite like this, actually. Ooh. Dean Baking in Somerset clearly has seen something in his cupboard and he's thinking, what can we do with the abundance of these in the world right now? The Sports Direct mugs could be given out.
The FA Sports Direct mug, there's a sponsorship tie-in.
Yeah, Mike Ashley would like that as well.
Even bigger than the big Sports Direct mug.
Are you thinking like a big mug that we can get the team in and then that mug, that it's almost like a Russian doll of mugs?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, because you've got to hold a mug aloft, so it'd be a big cup-sized mug, a trophy-sized mug, and then a big bath mug that they can all get in afterwards and pour champagne in.
You've had some on Twitter as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, quite a few coming in. The FA Dyson vacuum says punitive.
Is that a little plug there for yourself?
No, not at all. Mark Johnson's gone for the FA deep fat fryer.
Oh, yes.
Quite a few people saying the air fryer is a good one.
How about a trophy just made of batter?
Ooh,
and then you could eat it afterwards.
Now you're talking. That sounds great.
Fish and chips for lunch, yeah? Okay. What is going on at Morpeth Town?
Yes. Morpeth Town. Let's head there once again in the fair northeast of the UK. Today, actually, they're away from home against Workington, which you were saying is over Cumbria way, is it?
Yes, I think Workington's and Whitehaven, there's like the two warring towns in Cumbria.
Oh, really?
They're always having a go at each other. But okay. Nice little coastal town in Cumbria, I think Workington
stuff,
is. Yeah,
lovely stuff. Well,
sorry if that's wrong.
sorry if that's wrong. We haven't fact checked that. But yes, away at Workington today. So we've been backing the Peth hashtag up the Peth for a while now, and I'm sort of running out of interesting facts for them. But I saw an article the other day, 10 interesting facts about Morpeth. So, I mean, there's some are more interesting than others, I will say,
okay,
having looked at all 10. One of them is that there's a nuclear bunker located underneath the former council building at Morpeth County Hall near Lonesdean, which is interesting, isn't it? We didn't know that about Morpeth, did we?
I certainly didn't before I came in.
One of the facts is that the Museum of Bagpipes is based there. We already knew about that, so we've already ticked that one off. But get this, Morpeth, the great sailor Admiral Lord Collingwood, who was Lord Nelson's second in command at the Battle of Trafalgar, came from Morpeth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Historical.
He lived in Collingwood House, which is now marked by a plaque. So there you go. That's your Morpeth update, and we're backing them today on the road at Workington. Hashtag up the Peth.
Up the Peth.
Rock and roll football with Bet Builder from Virgin Bet.
Okay, it is time to play for £1,000 thanks to Virgin Bet. On the line now, we have Dan in Wiltshire. Hello, Dan.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking. That doesn't normally happen in radio,
it's
does
lovely.
It?
Lovely. Pleasantries.
Me getting
nice.
the how are you first. Dan, I'm fine. How are you today? Who are you backing? Are you following any teams today?
I'm brilliant. Arsenal.
Oh, the mighty. Oh, yeah. How are you feeling? Because, you know, you're out there at the top again, and in classic Arsenal style, you know, who could possibly catch you?
I'm quite confident, you know. I mean, last year was a bit of a bummer, but I'm confident for this year.
Hey, maybe Unai Emery's Aston Villa could catch you, eh?
Don't jinx it, please.
You know what? What I love there is not a case of going, oh, no. There was just that fear.
Because they know. Yeah.
The Arsenal fear.
You can feel something's coming this evening.
Unai, it's happening. Yeah. Okay, right. Dan, the way this works is you've got 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 3 sports-related questions, as you know. All you need to do is answer each question correctly. That'll get you £600 at first. £200 for each correct answer is how that works for every single one you give us. And you win an additional £400 if you take on that bonus question at the end. Of course, the choice will be yours if you want to do that. You can either walk away with the money you win or risk losing it all for a shot at the bonus question. Have you got what I mean, Dan?
Yes.
Good stuff. Your time is going to begin after I finish asking the first question. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, Eddie Howe is the manager of which Premier League club?
Newcastle.
And the best. Okay, correct. Number 2, which Championship club plays their home games at the Riverside Stadium?
Middlesbrough.
It is correct. Yes, that's 2. Okay, the 3rd one. Which country is Paul Pogba from?
France.
It is correct. He's got the 3. That is £600 in the bank. You've got all 3 correct. The mighty Newcastle United, the less mighty Middlesbrough, and the mighty world champions France.
Paul Pogba, topical, yeah. Best, they do the best testosterone in France, don't they?
God's sake. So you got £600 there, Dan, and thanks to Virgin Bet, we are going to give you the chance to win £400 by answering that bonus question. You can walk away now with what you've won so far or risk losing it all. But if you don't get that bonus question correct, then of course you will lose everything. You'll have 15 seconds to answer this bonus question, though. What would you like to do?
I'm going for it.
Oh, he's going to go for it.
Back yourself.
We love it. We love this confidence. Typical Arsenal, before they throw it all away. Okay, 15 seconds on the clock, Dan, same as last time. The time is going to begin after I've finished asking this bonus question. For an additional £400, who is older, Gary Lineker or Neil Razor Ruddock?
Neil.
You're going for Neil Razor Ruddock?
Are you?
Is that who we're going for? Is that your final answer?
No, Gary Lineker.
You're going for Gary Lineker?
Yes. Well done, Dan.
I can reveal. Did you get that in the time? I think so, yeah. 15 seconds, that was a lot of...
The line cut out shortly, I think.
Dan really flexing that 15 seconds there. Well, you went for Gary Lineker in the end after saying Neil, personal friend of yours.
Yeah, he's not an Arsenal fan, is he?
No, not at all. Neil Razor Ruddock is 55 years old, whereas Gary Lineker... is 63! You've got the £4,000 there, Dan!
Come on.
Lovely.
One grand to the Arsenal. And you know what, Dan? We don't want to put you through any more VAR trauma this year, so we won't be checking that, all right? Seeing as you're still going on about that.
Yeah.
I've been traumatised by that and all.
Oh, you poor things. You poor things. Don't worry. The Arsenal fans will come for me now. Congratulations, Dan. £1,000 just before Christmas. Is it going to go towards that, or are you thinking something else?
Well... the prices of Arsenal tickets nowadays, so I think I'm going to put it towards that.
God, stop talking about Arsenal. What's wrong? Christmas. Think about Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I can do.
Do you not want the money? Should we keep it?
No, I definitely want it.
Dan, congratulations and have a good Christmas. We wish Arsenal all the best as they go into that very scary second half of the season, as they know. And for another chance to win, just head online to absoluteradio.co.uk. It's all thanks to Virgin Bet, where you can bet £10 on football this weekend. You'll get a £5 free bet when you opt in through the Virgin Bet app. It's 18+. Bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
So, you, for this half-time entertainment, last time you were here, you did that Chesterfield manager, Paul Cuke.
I think we can remind ourselves of the husky man. Let's see what was going on last time.
This is what it sounded like.
All right, Matt. Hey, well, not great for us today, considering that I was really looking forward to play Gates said, but look, today was going to be the day that we were going to throw it back to them. And then by now, you know, this team that I manage myself, we should know what we're going to do.
And there we go. My throat's just hurting at the thought of that, yeah.
It's quite an obscure football impression to do, but for people who know Paul...
Also,
Cook,
every time I'm on, Chesterfield are never impression. Playing in the league. Yeah.
But you have a new one. You've been workshopping a new one, which is amazing.
I've been working on it long and hard over the last 12 hours.
Yeah. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Ah, yes, which brings us on to Emil's big impression.
Oh, I'm not ready for this.
This time we have Eddie Howe, and with manager of his beloved Newcastle, Eddie, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Before we get into it, he'll put his favourite band on, okay, just to get into the mood. He loves Aha, apparently.
Does he?
Yeah.
I can see that. It's quite fitting for the Eddie Howe
brand.
It's
probably the most personality I've seen in one of his interviews. Yeah. outside of like the actual love of football. Yeah. I love the man dearly, but he's very serious. So let's get into
it. And he says he loves Aha. He's not being ironic or
No, he loves Aha.
Wow, that's weird.
Right, so where am I going with this, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Are you looking forward to Christmas? I presume you'll be spending it with Jason Tindall, your assistant, who you have to get into every picture. Yeah.
Well, the thing with that, Matt, is I shouldn't really be commenting on Christmas, of course, because it's a distraction from the football that I love so much. But yes, Jason is there, the ghost of Christmas present. He's always lurking, always there. But to be honest, the tree will be going up on Christmas Eve and coming down on Boxing Day. Yeah. When we play Nottingham Forest, of course, your boys. Can't wait to tear you apart, limb from limb. But you know, Christmas just gets in the way of everything, and I wouldn't really like to comment on everything. But I've terrorised the household so far with the only Christmas tree really in my life before then is the Christmas tree formation. Of course.
You've got his staccato delivery.
Yeah.
And when you smile, you do look like him a bit, like him as well, and you do the smile.
Oh, thank you very much, Matt.
Sorry, Eddie.
I don't like too many compliments. You know, I wake up at 5 a.m., go to bed at 5 a.m. After doing a few formations with the baubles. Of course, I've had to smash a few because of the amount of injuries in my club at the moment. But, you know, very, very, very excited for Christmas, of course. It's going to be a good festive season. As you can tell.
Eddie, it's a hard one to do, isn't it? But
well,
I think it's...
Well, it's nothing hard about it. Isn't it? Matt, the thing is, every impression is a hard impression.
Yes,
you can't take anything for granted these days.
Just
the festive season is lovely, but Miguel Almiron came into the dressing room the other day with a box of crackers. And I said, honestly, Miguel, we can't do that because we can't afford to pull anything else in this dressing room at the moment.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Fantastic, that was. I love, you know, it's great. We actually sit here and listen back to the entire thing.
Yes, in real time.
Come on, be more convincing than that.
Yes, we do, in real time. Yeah. That was a great performance from all. Yes.
And I don't know who's in next week. I don't know who's in the hot seat.
I think it's Jay Lawrence.
Jay Lawrence back.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rotating cast at the moment. For all those asking, 40 is on the road to recovery. He'll be off the treatment bench soon, no doubt. But, yeah, we have a rolling cast at the moment.
Whoever our manager, Paul Guardiola, decides.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of games.
A turbulent time in the history of the Rock and Roll Football podcast. The proud history of this show and this podcast. But
and when Fordy gets back, of course, he'll be like a new signing.
It will be, exactly. Yeah, yeah, so it will. So you look forward to that.
Thanks very much for listening. Hopefully, be back again soon.